We are Orachaim Tzumi Rabbanan, Volume 9, the Bron edition, and we are on Shir 7, which is actually, I think it's the 19th Shir of Orachaim so far. And we're discussing tonight the sources for Psukei Dezimra. It's quite actually last week, and the last week we spoke about Bikur HaShachar, and we saw different Gemaras of the Brochas Bikur HaShachar. But then I just wanted to add on the Bikur HaShachar, which we never mentioned in the Shir. There's a machloket in the poskim about the brocha of Hanoten Layaif Koach. That isn't in the Gemara. That's all that we saw there. It actually seems to be like a brocha that was made up by the Gaonim. There's a machloket lalok where Yeshua shouldn't say it. Some people don't say it. The Sfaradim actually, in the view of the Arizal, said very early, because he says you should say, very important, and they said in the beginning of the brochas, we said right at the end. I said it said early, not like us. The Arizal and the Sfarim, one of those in Nusach, in the Eidot HaMizrach as well, it said earlier on in the brochas, not like we said. We said the second last brocha, right? The Ashkenazi. And it's the very beginning. It's like a fifth brocha or something, right? So, but nonetheless, there's a machlok in the post. We shouldn't even say it. We shouldn't say we shouldn't say it at all because there wasn't anything in the Gemara. It's a made up brocha. Who should make a brocha? Just interesting. Just to quickly an add on to the brochas of Birkot HaShachar, which we learned in the last 2 weeks. Okay, so the topic of our discussion tonight is Psukei Dezimra. We're going to split up Psukei Dezimra into two shiurim. Okay, so tonight we'll discuss the basics of Psukei Dezimra. I think it's worth at this stage just taking a sidur very quickly and looking what is Psukei Dezimra. So Psukei Dezimra, as the name says, is Psukei, the Psukim of Shir, of Zimra, singing, right? And therefore, we say Psukei Dezimra, and most of Psukei Dezimra come from where? From Tehillim. Which is David, what was David called? Prophet Israel. Right, so he was the pleasant one who sings Israel. That's in Shmuel. So if you look through Psukei Dezimra, so it starts with the Baruch Shamai. We'll get to that in a second. That's the opening brocha. Then we've got Tehillim Kuf, right, which means Mola Todah. We'll discuss that separately as well. That's in lieu of the Korban Todah, the sacrifice, the daily, or the, if you want to bring a Korban Todah. You know, today we say, I'm not top form tonight, yeah? We say we kept a Gomel. Right? If somebody, we say, you know, Chayim, if someone was sick, or came out of jail, or he had Yisurin, or he crossed the sea, or Midbar, right? So we're going to go back. In times of the Bala Midrash, you tell me, yeah, but you bring a Korban Todah. Bring a korban, bring the korban. That's mitzvah of the Torah. It says over there, it's got chametz in it, so we don't say erev Pesach. Remember, we don't say this mitzvah erev Pesach. We discussed it many times. Then there's yehichavod, which is a bit of a we'll get to that not tonight. Then we've got Asher Yoshvei. Now Asher Yoshvei actually called Tehillah David. That is Tehillah Kuf Mem Hay 145. Okay, and that is important. And then we've got Kuf Mem Vav 146, then Kuf Mem Zayin 47, then Kuf Mem Chet 148, then Kuf Mem Tav 49, then Kuf Nun. Right, Kuf Nun, and Kuf Nun is the end, I think, of Sefer Tehillim, isn't it? Right, ends at 150. It's 150. So we go from 145 all the way. We start off with 100, then we skip the Kavli Kupsuki, then we go 145, then we've got 146, 47, 8, 49, 50, and that's it. Then we say Baruch Hashem Lama Man V'Amein, which also like parts of then we got Vayivarech is a bunch of a leket of psukim. Then we got Vayoshen, then we got Az Yashir, and then we end off with Yishtabach. Now, just quickly worth mentioning, we'll see in Ashir as well. And if you look at Psukei Dezimra, it starts with Baruch Sheamar Vayar Baruch Baruch Tebeshit. Then we say Baruch Ata Hashem Lokeinu Melech Haolam Ha'era Avrachamana Uftiamu. We got a whole brocha, and then we say all these tilim and psukim in the middle, and we end off Baruch Ata. Baruch Ata Hashem Lekar Melech Haolam El Melech Adol Abtishachot El Adol Tolifor Parak Hashem Lekar Melech Haolam Shal Zimra Melech Hechidichem. Another brocha. Now you all know we've learned this in the Aruchos of Kirishma. We've discussed many times. We'll touch on it tonight. There's a concept called Brachas Mucha Lechaverta. Not every brocha has to start with Baruch and end with Baruch. A bracha arukah, right? A long brocha is a brocha that starts with Baruch, ends with Baruch. Like, yeah, Baruch Shema and Baruch. It's not really, because they're not Baruch Ata Hashem, but it starts with Baruch, ends with Baruch. Yishtabach, it just ends up in Virkara Mazu. We've got, for example, the first Baruch, Baruch Azan Ta'olam, Klo B'tvo, Baruch Ata Hashem, Azan Ta'kol. That first Baruch, right, it's called the long Baruch. The next Baruch starts, No Derech Hashem, okay? There's no Baruch at the beginning. Why? Because it's a Bracha, Samuch L'Chavada, close to its friend. So the opening Baruch relies on the previous Baruch that just came before it. So now it ends up with Baruch, Aris V'Namazon. Then we go to Bnei Yerushalayim. Bnei Yerushalayim, Yerushalayim, Amen. Again, there's no Baruch. They're all Brachot Smuchot Lechaverta. Okay? So there's some, that's a concept as well in the Chavis, like a Brachot. So Pesukim, as you will see, starts with Baruch, ends with Baruch. There's important Nafka Minas to that. Because it starts with, ends with Brachot, it's one long Bracha. That means you can't talk in the middle. Now we'll see some exceptions in the Shi'a when you can and what you can't say in Davening. Right? It's interesting opinion. We'll see just how Mishnah Berurah brings it. But if you have to, for whatever reason, stop and take a break and talk in the middle of Pesukim Zimra, he says you should then say Baruch Hashem Rabbah Mem V'Amen first. Why? Because it's like a brocha. So you got the brocha, Baruch Shamar, and you got Baruch Hashem Rabbah Mem, says the whole thing over here, Baruch Hashem Kubachtor Lamba, etc. And then when you come back and you carry on, wherever you carry on from, say that again, and then end off with Yishtabach. So you basically had two brochas. You could put your Pesukim into two brochas. Interesting. We'll see that just now. Okay, so bottom line is, the Ikar of Pesukim Zimra is the Tehillim. All this extra stuff along the way, these Likutim, maybe, and a couple of Likutim, and Vayayot, and Adjashi Rock discussed tonight. But the main thing is Tehillim. The main thing is the Tehillim, and the main things are the brochas on either side. Okay, so that really is. So look, the Shia starts like this. Where do we actually find them a proper source? Last week we spoke about the Birkut HaShachar, and we found source in the Gemara for it. There's no real source in the Gemara. Okay, however, it's not so straightforward, there isn't a source in the Gemara. Right? There are opinions, right, that maybe the Gemara here, Masechet Brachot, like this, Darash Rabbi Simlai, Lolam Yesader Adam Shivchosh, like this, Baruch Hu, the first person should prepare, lay out the praises of Hashem, and then Daven. Now, when we say mitpalel, we mean the Shmona Esrei. Okay, when we say mitpalel, we mean the Shmona Esrei. So you should lay out, first praise Hashem, and then Daven. That's what Tehillim is all about. It's about praising Hashem. So it makes sense, he says. And then the Gemara says, how do we know that? Moshe, because it says first, Vayitchadel Hashem Vayitahi. First Moshe said to Hashem, he said, I beseech God. And then it's after him, let me go to the land and see the land. So first he praised Hashem, and then he asked for a request. So we see the way to talk to Davin to Hashem is first you ask, we make praises, and then you now, according to the Rif, they say over here, I didn't look at it in the Rif to be honest, but the Rif says that is the Makor of Simlaya when he says, lay out praise and then talk to Hashem, he's talking about Pesukim Zimra. That's, he says, is the Makor in the Gemara of Pesukim Zimra. So according to the Pesukim Zimra, look at the Gemara over here. There's another source as well. I'm Achsech Brachot Dav Dalit, early on. I'm Rabbi Elazar, I'm Rabbi Avina. Kol Amei Tilad David. The Tahad, the Devon Basit Ashrei starts off, Ashrei, Ashrei, Betechus, Hashem, Kachal, Hashem, Shalab. And then it says, Tehillah to David. The Tehillah Kuf, Mem Hey is actually Tehillah David. We add in Asher Shavatech Oduch Asher Am Shkachalo, right, from other psukim, but the main body of Asher is Tehillah David. There's some Sidurim actually start Tehillah David. They don't say Asher. What we call Asher, they call it like this. They are Svaradim Sidurim that start at Tehillah David. They don't have Asher at all. If it's not from the Tehillah, they won't be the last verse either. To be honest with you, I haven't looked, but I've seen the Asher is missing. I've never looked at the other one. But I have looked and seen that the Asher is missing. Right? So the Gemara says, Amar b'Elazar, Amar b'Kol Amar Tla David, b'chol yom shlosh pa'amim, muftach lo shehu ben lamaba. It's saying Asher three times, it wins three times, and we say twice in Shachrit and once in Mincha. Right? So it's very important. And I heard a shiur long, long time ago in South Africa from a guy, I forget his name now, I'd like to remember his name, and I will just now, who quoted some source that said there that it's Dafka. The reason why we want to say it three times a day is because of Potach et Yadechum as Belechol Chai Ratzon. That's the Ikar. It's Avram Kringle's uncle. I can't remember his name now. I'll think about it in a moment. Okay. So that is the Makor over there. Now, in Masechet Shabbos, we've got a third Makor. It's Amrab Yossi. Yehechel ki mi gomrei halel b'chol yom. I want to have my part in Lama Ba. All those who finish halel every day. What do you mean you finish halel every day? You're crazy. When you say halel, that's halel every single day. If you call it that, you're basically a blasphemer. You can't just say halal every day. It's ridiculous. So he says, Ki Kamrina, what I meant was, the Pesukim Zimra. He has a mamasha source in the Gemara, Pesukim Zimra. Okay? And the understanding of here is that now Rav Doron Podleshuk, who's the director of Tzurbed Rabbana, which is an organization I'm involved in, which basically runs, the Manigut Toranit, sorry, the Manigut Toranit, which runs this Tzurbed English program, he wrote an amazing essay over here on all of this, right? So I would recommend you all to read it. Okay, it's a fantastic essay, not too long. I must say he writes it very nicely. exactly on right, the halachic ramifications of all of this gang. Very, very great, great to read. So the bottom line is, he says, we've seen Psuke de Zimbra is linked to Halel. Right? It's still not clear, really, what is Psuke de Zimbra. So Rashi over here on this Gemara and Shabbos, which we spoke about a moment ago, says, Psuke de Zimbra, Shnei Mizmorim Shilulim, Halu Et Hashem Min HaShamayim, Halu El Bekotcho. So Rashi says, Psuke de Zimbra is two Tehillot. Right? Two. Which two does he say, Psuke de Zimbra? So he says over here, Hallelu et Hashem min Hashamayim. Hallelu et Hashem min Hashamayim, which is Tehillah Kuf Mem Chet. Okay, that's like right towards the end. Hallelu El Bekotsho. And the last one. So right, so okay, so in Mishnah Berurah mentioned that you come late, you mentioned those two, very good. And they also mention Hashem's name the most, very nice. Okay, well I never, okay, it's very good. Tehillot. Okay, and why is it? I don't either. Maybe it's the answer. Tehillot. Did I say Tehillot?
You said it.
I said Tehillot. Okay, then I said Tehillot. Right, okay, I don't know. Maybe Chazal preferred masculine sounds. I don't know. Okay, so now it seems from Rashi basically those are the two, right? And like you mentioned out, if you come late, those are the two important ones to say. Right, the Beit Shtev as well, look at the Rambam over here in Hilchot Tefillah. It says, V'shibchu chavim l'mi shekore zmirot misefetim b'chol yom v'yom, mitila l'David at sof ha-sefer. Rambam is the one that brings in here, mitila l'David, that's tila l'David, Ashrei, kuf, that's from 145 to 150. So it's those six, 145, 46, 47, 8, 49, 50. Right, the Rambam brings those over there. Right? And Rambam seems to say that basically you say it every single day, right? Now he says, v'shibchu chachamim, not as a mitzvah, not as a chiyuv. But those who did say it, chachamim praised them. So it's interesting, right? Today, Psukkah Zimra is part of our davening. There's no one who'll daven today if you're going to shul, then you only need a Psukkah Zimra, right? So it's quite amazing. Now, the editors over here quote a Maharshal, that's a Yamshel Shlomo, Shlomo Luria, right? So Shlomo Luria, who argues, and he says, from the language of Rabbi Yossi, doesn't seem that reciting is not an obligation. It's on the contrary. He proves that Rabbi Yossi uses the same phrase to refer to those who eat three meals on Shabbos. Everyone eating three meals on Shabbos obviously not a mere effect of piety. So, we haven't got the Gemara in front of us, but he says, Kola, Mish, Bechol Yom, Kola, Ochel, Shalosh, Super Shabbat. You know, from that grounds, he wants to say that it is now the takana we can say to as yashir, and that comes later on. Okay, so the rokeach of Yehuda. I don't want to go into too much detail tonight because we'll hopefully discuss all these things later on. Okay, now so we've seen over here the build up. So Rashi there's just two of them. The Rambam says the five of them. We've got a couple other things in the middle as well, which we'll discuss separately. But the big thing over here is the brocha beginning, the brocha at the end, like we spoke about already, right? So now, if you look at the Rif on Gemara Brachot Daf Kuf Dalet there in the Dapim of the Rif, right? So the Rif says, "V'takin Rabbanan leMeimar Brachami Kamay Rachab Betray." The Chachamim, right? When he says "Via Chachamim," he's referring to the Anshei Kesa Gadolim. They were the ones that were Metaken in the Davening, right? He says that they were Metaken in the Brachot at the beginning, Brachot at the end. And what is that Brachot? My Nihu Baruch Shamar Yishtabach. Okay, here we are. Therefore, you shouldn't talk. Michimatchil Baruch Shamar ad demesayim leil l'shmonaisha. So it's not just Yishtabach, because Yishtabach is not very nice. It's one brocha. Certainly, you can't talk in the middle of Pesukim because of the one brocha. But from Yishtabach, you go straight into the brochas of Kriyashma. Brochas of Kriyashma, you can't talk either, right? Until the end of the shmonaisha. I have a news for you. There's something you shouldn't until the end of Tachanun. According to the Rambam, Tachanun is the end of the Shmona Esrei. So it's difficult. There's not a lot of time to talk in shul, right? For those of you who don't know me. Okay. So now, the Shulchan Aruch over here says, Omrim Baruch Shamar, Kolim Psukei de Zimra, Vishtabach L'Acharim. It's L'Halocha. Interesting Mishnah Berurah over here. I want to spend a little bit of time on this, so I'm going through everything else a little bit quicker. Mishnah Berurah over here on Orach Chaim, Nun Aleph Amud Siman Aleph. Nun Aleph is Hilchot Brachot. Okay, in Shulchan Aruch. So Hilchot Brachot Nun Aleph says here, Omrim Baruch Shamar Kolim Psukei de Zimra Vishtabach. And we just read at the moment. And Mishnah Berurah says over here, Rab Baruch Shamar Shevach Zeh Tiknu Hashem Kedah Gadol Al Yedei Pitke De Nafa Min Shamaya Matzuka Tuv Bo. He says the Anshei Knesset HaGedola, right? That was the great assembly, right? When Ezra came back, Ezra and Nehemiah, they said Anshei Knesset HaGedola, and they came back to Israel. And he says that they had a pitka, a scrap piece of paper, denafal min Shemaya umatzuka tuvbo, and on it it was 87 letters, right? And you ought to change the broch, as he says. Besimano, what's 87? Rosho ketem paz. Right, ketem paz, paz is like gold, pure. So the my rosh aptila hu bracha shel paz tevot. He says this is 87 letters. I can only grow of lolo sif a pezain tevot. Nachol nomro meumad shet standing. Tulu biyachidi vochesh tetzit. It hold your tetzit b'shat b'yat baruch shamar. Ulechag ma baruch shamar yenashkam kistem befe amo. Right, okay, he says befe amo. If you look in our broch over here. How do we end up? How do we read Baruch Shem? I suppose we should keep this open, right? So we say over here, before that, Shema Baruch, Menach Yachir, Menach Mashur, Menach Ushlach, before that, Shema Baruch, Befe Amo. Baruch Shem, Baruch Shem, Baruch Shem, Baruch Shem, Befe Amo, with a segor, right? Befe. Befe Amo, right? You say it like that, and then you kiss the tzitzit. Now, just that sort of interesting thing over here. If you look at, this is Mamash, I just wanted to check it up. He said here that they found this petek, right? That they found this petek. And he quotes the Magen Avraham. I've got news for you, it's a mistake. I looked it up in the Shulchan Aruch, actually the Taz. It's not the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham is on one side of the Daf, the Taz is on the other side of the Daf. I don't know if it's in all Shulchan Aruch, I must look it up, but I'm actually going to write a note to the Taz. It's in the Taz. The Taz has got an amazing story over there. The Taz quotes over here, this, and the Taz himself quotes an Or Zaruah, a Toeret Yaakov that quotes an Or Zaruah. This is a quite long story, right? And we discussed the Or Zaruah here before. It was a 13th century Posek, Rabbi Yitzchak ben Moshe Mivina. Right, and I don't spend too much time on it, but anyhow, he's a serious guy, and so the Toeret Yaakov, which is actually it's a Kabbalistic sefer, Toeret Yaakov, he quotes the Or Zaruah that this fell from Shamayim. Okay, so it's quite interesting that this Baruch Shamar has got very mystical origins. Okay, it's not so pashut where it come from. Okay, so now we've seen Baruch Shamar and Yishtabach. The question now is, what happens, but the fact that it's one big brocha, how do you behave in the middle? It's not a short period of time. And we'll see tomorrow that the Shulchan Aruch here and people say that one should say the Pesuk and Zimra with slowly and shouldn't say it too quickly. In fact, you know what? Guys, quick, skip with me quickly to page 237. How to properly start the Pesuk and Zimra? That'll actually help us understand why it's so important. I think we can do it in a different order. So it says the Pesuk and Zimra should be said slowly. The Beit Yosef quotes the Or Chod Chaim. Look what he says here. He says, "Katub Yosef Or Chod Chaim, Hilchot Mea Brachot." B'Shem HaRav Natan. He says, the name of Rav Natan. He says, "Otam B'nei Adam." These people, Shomim Psukim B'Merutza, say this very quickly. Lo Yehotav Dina. It's not very nice of them. Why? Shem Katzrin Shivcho Shel Makom. Why are they rushing? They want to get to the Shmona Asher already. No, let me ask my God. I want to get to talk to God. I counsel to God, right? Skip through Pesuk and Zimra, people chop it up, skip it over, say very quickly, you fly through it, right? And he says, what they're doing, Mekatrin Shivcho Shel Makom, they shorten the time that they're praising God, Bishvil She'elat Tzarchan, so they can quickly get to the Shmona Asher to ask their own personal needs. Hayesh Moshel Shitratzeh Bekach says, is there any leader who'd be excited about that? Okay, I mean, everything within reason, right? You have to now say it word by word by word, but I used to have kavona and to say it with a certain amount of you don't say it quickly. Look what he calls it, hazmirot, right? Anim zmirot. He said, David, na'im zmirot Israel, right? Shulchan Aruch says, anim hazmirot b'merutza. And more than that, right? Look at the Shulchan Aruch, shelo yidaleg shuv teva v'shelo yavli'em el yotzi mifiv ke'ilu moneh ma'ot. Like you're counting money. That's how you should be doubling your Shema. Now, the amazing thing over here. Loud, right. So that's quite an interesting one. Okay, let's go back now to the talking. So now we can understand, it's so important this, a lot of attention is dealt with, and in fact it's quite long as well. And it takes up a good 10 minutes of your davening at least. Right? Even if you daven fast, it takes a good 10 minutes of your davening. So whatever, you've got to make interruptions. Interruptions are not necessarily talking nonsense. You've got to go to the toilet. What about making brocha asher yatzar? Do you make the brocha in the middle of Pesukah Zimra? Do you make the brocha after the Zimra? Do you say the Baruch Hashem Yom, like Hashem Mishmor said, and then make the brocha? Or can you just say the brocha? Do you wait till afterwards? What about a gabbai in the shul who wants to organize a chazan to go and take over at Yishtabach? Can he talk to somebody in the middle, or can't he talk to somebody in the middle? Is that called hefsek in the brocha? Right there, right, these are all serious questions. Whether you've got a child crying, so it's fashionable today to come to shul with your babies. No, it never happened when I had babies, but nowadays, it's if people come to shul with their baby wrapped around their chest or on their pram, and they daven the Shmona Esrei rocking the baby. What happens? The baby starts crying. Now, what do you do? Right. So these are all questions that need to be addressed. The Tosfot Aviyah Masechet Pesachim says like this: says Nira she'ein lahafsik be'en Baruch Shem Anishmach. Bottom line. That's after coming to whole conclusions over here. Right. Of the whole story, what it's all about. So you shouldn't do it. The Shulchan Aruch. Right. The Shulchan Aruch basically says the same thing. And the Ramah goes one step further. He says, you shouldn't talk. Be careful. And the Ramah says, v'afilu letzorech mitzvah. Even for the purpose of a mitzvah, ein ledaber ben baruch shamar leyishtabach. Right? Now, not everyone's so excited about that. The Trubat Adeshin, we've seen before, Trubat Adeshin, right, is basically a makor. The Trubat Adeshin is quoted tremendously by the Ramah, okay, tremendously by the Ramah. He was one of the Gedolim of Ashkenaz, right, in the early generations, I think in the 1100s, maybe the 1200s, I think in late 1100s. I think I wrote it down here. 1390 to 1460, right, okay, I did write it down here. Rabbi Yisrael Iselin. So he's quite, the Ramah quotes him a lot. He's one of the major sources of the Ramah for the Minhag of Ashkenaz. Okay, and he saved the Trubat Adeshin. So he writes like this. The Trubat Adeshin acts like a shilas and truvas. So he says like this: Shalom, you pray over at Knesset, v'omed b'psuket ha'zimra, over brichot shel Kriyashma. He equates them to the brichot of Kriyashma, psuket ha'zimra. V'atzibur kuren et shma, and now you busy davening, and the tzibur say shma. What do you do? Tarichu likro pasuk rishonim atzibur lo. You say shma yishar shavet yishar. The minhag is you walk in the shul and the tzibur says shma. You say the first pasuk with them. What do you mean by psuket ha'zimra? Right? So it says, Chuv, Yireh, Muhammad, Rebrakot, Shil Kriyat Shema, Adel Av Sikla. If it's Brokhot of Kriyat Shema, you don't say nothing. For the Rabbah Pasuk, Yishuv, Vilachen, and Yirad, Afilu, Bain, Baruch, Shema, Yishtabach, he says, you shouldn't even stop. Can you call? He says, it seems maybe not even. He says, Om Nam, on the other hand, he says. Right? Nireh, Dain, Raya, Dadra. There isn't really a proof that you can't do this. Ain kaparim ya im yifsok lichvod shamayim. Because why should it be a problem? You stop in for the cover. At the end of the day, you're doing it for kavod shamayim. Lechvelo mechut shamayim im atziru. Shmai shos kavod mechut shamayim, right? Except that the record heaven. So, okay, so the brochas of Pesukah Zimra is important. And let's be honest, there's a hierarchy in the world. To stop for kavod shamayim, he says you should be able to do that. The mashikat vua gaonim dasuri it ashtayu, because the gaonim are the ones that you shouldn't talk in between. Halashon mash bedafke dvarim betailim or dvar tzorcha for your own needs, velo davar shel kedusha. So you want to make a big difference up here, he says, man, you can. Velo dami de mafsik kriyat shema birchotea, hanafilu lehanot kedusha v'yishmei rabba, note daks al agonu asor, ite b'ashiri b'perik et vachor. I can talk about that sugya tonight, but it seems that we have a Truman Adeshin says that really, it's basically only dvarim de betailim. Mishnah Brura sums up, I think, Truman Adeshin up here, he says like this, b'dibur, afilu baruch v'ruch shemo asu lomar, Kevin Shlohu Skraba Gemara. You can't say it. Ava Amur, Ava Amein Mutal Alot Akol Bracha Shomei. He says the Baruch Ruch Shmo doesn't come from the Gemara that. He says, so therefore, we know what the Baruch Ruch Shmo is. But that you can't say. Amein, you can say. Right? Philip Emtsa Pasuk Shopsuk. In the middle of the Pasuk, what's going to say? Amein. Imu Makom the Sadik, if you're at the end of a topic. So let's say, for example, you're busy saying, Potek Lech Dinacho Chai Ratzon. Okay, you can say amen now if you heard a brocha. But you shouldn't go protect the lecha, amen. That you shouldn't do. Okay, but amen, you can say, amen. Etc. Like that, you can do. Right, then he says, is it a problem? V'chein b'kol birkat hoda'a mutal v'arech k'mo asher yatzar. So he says, the Mishnah says, no problem, you go to the toilet, you're going to make asher yatzar, you can make it in the middle of, because it's a birkat hoda'a, you're praising God. Mori Rabbanan, Mori Rabbanan as well. You know, Mori Rabbanan is very important. Mori Rabbanan, why do you say Mori Rabbanan? The famous word, I don't know who said it, but my father told me that about Tanzer, Allah Shalom. The Mori Rabbanan, why is there a Mori Rabbanan? For the whole of Davening, we have a Shliach Tzibur, says all the brachas for us, and we say Baruch Hashem, we say Amen. When it comes to Mori, we want to say thank you, we have our own Mori. Why? So when it comes to saying thank you, you can't appoint a Shliach. That you got to do yourself. So Mori Rabbanan is a serious thank you. We don't let somebody else say that. We do ourselves. Thank you is a big thing. Big deal saying thank you. So then it comes to Mori on a problem. And Mishnah Berurah says, V'chein kriyat shema im atzibur. You can say kriyat shema as well. Shich shikrai mehem pasuk rishon, the first pasuk. U'mikol shekain, says the Mishnah Berurah, demuta lafsik lekadish ulekedusha ulebaruchu. Okay? Very important is Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah says, the minute pasukin is here, you shouldn't talk. But you can answer amen at the end of a subject. You can say Shema if you have to. You can certainly say Kedusha. You can certainly answer Yehishmei Rabbah to Kaddish. And you can say Amen to all those things. And you can say Asher Yatzeh if you go out. Okay? Are we allowed to say the whole thing? Doesn't make a distinction over here between one and another. Now, I know what you're saying is not off the wall, because we might have even seen over here opinions where not everybody agrees with the whole story. The Mishnah Brura, right, that says that one of the books in the middle of Sukkot is Zimri Zashay Yatzar. So in the Shia, they bring a couple of machloket around that. The Yalkut Yosef over here, the son of Yitzchak Yosef, the chief of Israel, Sefer, based on his father, Vadi Yosef. He says, if you need to go to the toilet, you should rather go between and finish the whole mizmor and then go, right? And when you come back, wash your hands. And if you're worried that you'll forget to say Asher Yatzar, you can say Asher Yatzar. But if you aren't worried that you will forget to say it, you say it rather after. That's what he seems to imply. Rabbi Mordechai Eliyahu, he says that you only, then you say it. Mordechai says, there's no way you don't say it in the middle. Right, and Igrot Moshe says, Moshe Feinstein, Zichron Levachai says, but Rashi Yatzab Zikr Zimmer Nechleku Aposkim, says the Machloket, V'ain Dachim, we don't know. Uman David Kihai, Avad. Uman David Kihai, Avad. And they're both ways, you can choose your way, basically. Each way is a good way. Make the brocha, don't make the brocha, whatever the case is. Okay, Rabbi Yosef, also Mr. Brura, and he says that, with regard to Modim, yeah, we spoke about Modim over here, right? Rabbi Yosef, the ghost to me, is like this. Klal ha'oleh, sha'ikar lemasa didn't azidam batar maran, sha'en danot morim to rabbanan kulub sukkah zimra, eliyane morim anachtu lecha bevad. That's the svar, the Shulchan Aruch. Right? But two law men, nothing more than that. Got a little bit of siddur beit oved, he says that's the case. But gam lachedu ashkenazim, he wants to paskin as well. Right? The Mishnah Berurah says you can say it all. Right? So what does someone say? Only one. Why? Because the Shulchan Aruch says over here, and in Dalit, I think, Tzarich Lezemi Lahafsik Bedibush Mishlach Baruch Shema Atzov Oshmon Asha. You shouldn't say anything. Shulchan Aruch says, don't talk. So he went to Rabbi Yosef, like the Svardi, because he passed him like the Maran, like the Beit Yosef, right? That you shouldn't say anything. And he wants to give advice to the Ashkenazim as well. Right? He says, Bubashut Zachuli Yitzchak Karaka. Vagam Lacheinu Ashkenazim. Even to our brothers, the Ashkenazim, Nir Ali, it appears to me, Shinru Morim Anachtu Lach Bil Vad. That's where you get it from, right? I said once. Vachain Pasak Besefer Darche Chaim. Now, much of the Darche Chaim is it could be the Moon Catcher. The Moon Catcher is a sefer called Darche Chaim Tova, I think. I couldn't find another Darche Chaim. So I don't know who that was. Right? He says, Alor Chaim, Daphne, he quotes the page. Vashai Samu Behiru, and then think about the rest, he says, Ukumosha Yeshua Yaakov says, in Yamorin Rabbana, Nakhtan, the Hiru Kedibu Damej, Shavachain Tov Lasot Gamle Dinan. He says, and we should describe him as well. You should not just say the last three words, the rest, say the first three words, Wadi Manach Nulach, and the rest, just think it. Don't actually pronounce it. And here, okay, but that's not the Mishnah Berurah says. That's our Vadi Yosef Paskin for Ashkenazim, but the Mishnah Berurah Paskin for Ashkenazim, you can say the whole of Modim. Okay? That's pretty clear. So now, the Piskei Tshuvas, we've seen him a lot, Rabbi Rabinovich. So he says over here, right, when it comes to Gabayim, for example, or anything like this, but Tzorech HaTfila Rashai Lafzik, it's for purpose of actual davening itself, you can. If you want to get a guy, you want to call a 10th guy to come and say Yishtabach, so you can say Kaddish, right? Or Lohodir Mipalim HaTshichim Lekach Be'ez Amud, you want to announce the pages. If you can't do it in a way, hint is not going to work. You can talk. As well as a gaba, like the example that I gave over here, right? If the gaba's walking around trying to find the guy who daven and take a yishtabach, that's not called the hefsek. That would be okay. All right. Rabbonich Aliyahu talks over here. What about if you hear thunder or lightning lipsuk in the zimra? You want to make a brocha. Right? Sound like you're going to say as you hear it. So he says, if you hear thunder or see lightning, right? That's what he says, Mordechai. Piskei Tshuva says, you can make a brocha, because you can make a brocha. Okay, here they bring as well at the end what I mentioned. He says, for example, if you've got a child who's complaining, how do you talk to him? We can recite Baruch Hashem, that's what I mentioned earlier on, right? So if you have to, what Mishnah Berurah advises you to do is to stop your psukkah d'zimra, like we said, say the Baruch Hashem, and then carry on afterwards. So we just thought how to pick. Now the Mizmor L'Todah. The last thing I want to touch on today is, and woman in psukkah d'zimra, is the Mizmor L'Todah. So I already mentioned that Mizmor L'Todah is the Todah of the Korban Todah. So it's quite amazing over here that we got it, even though you saw that the Makorot, which we saw, the Rashi and the Rambam, never mentioned it. Right? The Rambam started, was the early system of 145. Mizmor L'Todah is 100. Okay, well, we've got it in Pesukei D'Zimra. Right? So, quotes the Midrash over here that says, Rav Pinchas, Rami Levi, Rabbi Yochanan, Meshem, Rabbi Menachem, Degalia. Rabbi Menachem. Right, the Galir, right? He says, La'atit lavo, in the future, this is a Midrash Rabbah on Vayikra. Right? It says, in the future, kol ha-korbanot betailin, all the korban will be scrapped, right? Abolished. But korban torah and abatim, the korban torah won't be scrapped. Kol ha-tfilo betailot, but ha-hoda ena betaila. But todah. So that's why there's a parallel there between the tfilah of todah and the korban torah. It's a very important to say, it's not much a korban torah, it's brought a korban torah. The Orchot Chaim here writes, he says, ubekomot she'omrim mizmor l'todah, katav Rav Natan, she'mitzvah limshoch ota b'negina u'lenagen. You should actually sing and play musical instruments, or like clap your hands. Kemina kol ha'shirot atilot libatel chutz mizmor l'todah. Okay? So there's, it's interesting, right? That, they got a whole profile here on Rav Aaron Ben Yaakov of Naborn. Naborn basically in the south of France, Provence, just close to Spain. If you know where Girona is, where the Ramban is from, it's a few hundred kilometers north of Girona. Mash also like towards the coast is Naborn, and that's where he comes from. And it's interesting. Yeah, people have mazel. You know, he wrote his Sefer, and. And the Tur wrote the Arbak Turim soon after him. So, you know, so he lost out. You know, what can you do? The Tur was the Tur. So but interesting sefer. And he says you should sing it. The Shulchan Aruch brings it to Halacha. Look at the Shulchan Aruch. Mizmor L'Todah yesh lo mra b'negina. Should sing it. Shekol ha'shot atidot yibatel chutz v'mizmor L'Todah. Shulchan Aruch writes it to Halacha. You should say Mizmor L'Todah singing. Right? And Halichot Shlomo the Kosh of Shlomo Zalman Albach. He says like this, Gam he'ir tamid from Halichot Shlomo, they quote him saying, he would always be surprised. Why don't people sing it? He couldn't work it out for Shlomo Zalman. Right? So we're proud, Kilo l'chassidim, he says, the specific, the chassidim, shrigidim lomar, lezamer, b'shar, v'atfila, kagor iladon, v'chadome, l'amemezamer, m'mizmur, he says, mele in yeshivas, where guys are davening, you know, but in the Hasidic world, they're singing and they're dancing, everything else. Why didn't they sing it? You never knew the answer to it, right? And so just to end off now, the big question, of course, is like on all these brochas which we've seen, and you know, is it something which we're not chayvin or not? Is it a mitzvah shazman grammar, so to speak? Well, no, I don't think it is, really. There's no mention here of the mitzvah shazman grammar. But the Mishnah Berurah says, Upsuke de Zimra, ayayin the El Basiman Nun Bet Bechirushay Rabbi Akiva Eiga. He says, the muchach sham midvarab da ikar nitkanu bishvila tvila im kain mi meile chayavot. It's part of the davening, and therefore woman, he seems pashut or should be chayav in it. Right? The Ishei Yisrael. I don't know who that is, the Ishei Yisrael, to be honest with you. But it's a work on Ishei Yisrael, known written on Tefillah. In Hebrew, it's called the Rig Shailev. I don't know what it is. It says, Chayevet Lomar Psukel Zimra Birkat Baruch Shamar Yifdem Yishtabach Lachem. It's a woman of Chayev. Right? Interesting, yeah, they mentioned over here that a lot of the Sephardi poskim say that women shouldn't have, that they don't have to say the brochas. Rather, they have to say any brocha, basically brochas which are time bound. On the other hand, there's few poskim such as the Or Letzion rule, the women may recite these brochas. Okay, but I think that for Ashkenazim, it's as important as anything else. There's issues here on Machshava, and like I said, there's a great further iyun here from Podleshuk. So then we've covered the first section quite nicely, and please God, next week we'll finish off in further detail the balance of Psukei Zimra.